Keith Peters reporting. Correspondent Shelley Adler reports on a judgment in Donald Trump's civil fraud trial.
A New York judge has ruled against Donald Trump, imposing a $364 million penalty over what the judge ruled was a years-long scheme to dupe banks and others with financial statements that inflated the former president's wealth. In delivering the verdict, Judge Arthur Engoron backed away from a prior decision that would have dissolved the former president's companies. Trump has denied wrongdoing, and his lawyers have said they'll appeal. The stiff penalty was a win for New York Attorney General Letitia James, who sued Trump over what she said was not just harmless bragging, but years of deceptive practices. I'm Shelley Adler.
There's construction of a second border wall in Egypt near Rafah.
Video taken by the Sinai Foundation for Human Rights shows cranes lifting tall precast concrete barriers into place and trucks carrying cement blocks. The foundation believes the construction is intended to create a high-security gated area in preparation for Palestinian refugees in the case of a mass exodus. The Wall Street Journal, quoting anonymous Egyptian officials, described an 8-square-mile walled enclosure that could accommodate over 100,000 people. Egypt has repeatedly warned Israel, and Israel's defense minister said Friday his country has no intention of forcibly expelling over 1 million displaced Palestinians now in Rafah into its neighbor's territory. Preparations on the Egyptian side suggest Cairo is preparing for just that scenario. I'm Jennifer King.
Reaction to the death of Russian dissident Alexei Navalny still coming in. Former world chess champion turned opposition activist Garry Kasparov said Putin tried and failed to murder Navalny quickly and secretly with poison. Now he's murdered him slowly and publicly in prison. On Wall Street, the Dow down by 145 points, the Nasdaq dropped 130. This is SRN News. The Ten Commandments might make a comeback in Alabama.
A monument bearing the Decalogue was ordered out of the state of Alabama judicial building back in 2003. But now a group of Christians is trying to get it restored, pointing to a 2022 U.S. Supreme Court decision that opened the door for such displays. The group is called Restore the Commandments. And spokesman Dean Johnson says, quote, now the constitutional right to honor God in the public square has been restored. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The South Carolina House gave key approval to a bill allowing liquor stores to open for a few hours on Sunday if their local governments agree. The House voted 68-44 in favor, with most of the no's coming from the conservative Republicans and a few rural Democrats. The proposal faces one more routine approval vote before it heads to the Senate. South Carolina has been a bastion of blue laws designed to honor the Sabbath. This is SRN News. Correspondent Seth Sutel reports on Wall Street slump.
Stocks slipped to send Wall Street to a rare losing week, just its second in the last 16. The S&P 500 fell 0.5% Friday after a report on inflation at the wholesale level came in hotter than expected. The benchmark index set a record high just a day earlier. The Dow fell 145 points. That's about 0.4%. The Nasdaq Composite gave up 0.8%. The inflation report was the latest reminder that the battle against rising prices is not over. Treasury yields rose after the data kept the door closed on hopes that the Federal Reserve could cut interest rates in March. Seth Sutel, New York.
Both Japan and the United Kingdom said Thursday their economies weakened during the final 3 months of 2023. For each, it was the second straight quarter that's happened, which fits one lay definition for a recession. More details at srnnews.com. I'm Keith Peters reporting.